Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm taking the floor for a quick reaction to what we have been hearing here so far. First and foremost, thank my colleagues for taking the disposition of arguing and presenting their arguments on this matter. I think maybe we start seeing some, believe me, yes, we are starting seeing some possibilities and alternatives here. I don't think this is philosophy. I think it's really trying to understand where we stand. And if I haven't said that enough, I just want to highlight and have that in the records. I mean, Brazil fights racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance. And I'm laughing because it's ironically, we're still fighting the idea that there is racism in Brazil. Sometimes we have to educate people and say, yes, guys, we do have racism in Brazil. So for us, adding another layer of being even more specific to that is really complicated in my reality back in my country. So just to be clear, Brazil is committed to fight racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance in all its forms, in all its perspectives, and all. And we've, as I stated at the first day, we fully, with the institutionalization of some governmental state bodies, actually, ministry. We have a ministry of racial equality. That's our point here. And it's focused mostly in people of African descent. So we do have a focus on African descent. We are not moving away of having this focus. We also, if I'm not mistaken, you are also in charge of the Roma people in Brazil. So it's not only African descent, but mostly we are 55% of our population. So we do have the focus on African descent. We want to fight, we are fighting, we are committed. So I don't want anyone here in this room having any doubts about that. So whenever I say that maybe we don't take Afrophobia this way or that way, we are not simply neglecting the idea of racism that occurs in our country, that occurs against our people worldwide. I must be clear on that. So this is one thing, and I don't think this is philosophy. It's really a commitment. And so by saying that, and as I said, I also said, and I'm repeating myself, having the acknowledgement, or even better, how our distinguished colleague of the United States just mentioned, having a statement, as I'm seeing here, we can elaborate further and have more language there, but starting by acknowledging or deploring, having this not only acknowledge to say, oh, that exists and that's okay. No, we deplore the existence of something. That can be a way for us to explore. This is part of our, so we can, again, I am not sure, we are maybe rather with the US, or maybe I see this not against inclusion, but ask to consider definition, and I'm seeing here US, UK, Colombia, maybe Brazil can be fit there, if we want to fit Brazil in some place in this text here, and maybe having that. This is one thing. So having that in the preamble can be considered, can be explored, can be that. This is one thing. The other thing that I also want to state that, and that's going to be complicated. Of course, we are going to scan the text again to see where this will fit. For that, I'm resistant. Brazil can resist. of adding effort. Once we deplore, once we acknowledge the phenomenon, as I'm saying, for us, it's still rather important to highlight and not have a strong sentence on racism than the exploring expansion of specificity. And it was really hard for us to get to that listing. So opening up this listing for us can be complicated. Thank you very much.